Sitting there, drinking coke and whiskey in her bra and underwear. Saw him in the kitchen, hanging up the phone. I asked him nicely once to pack his things and go. He gave her a reassuring look, said he wouldn't leave, but I asked him one more time. This time pulled out my sheath, stuck him in the back, and I pulled it out slow. And I watched him fall down, and as the morning sun rose, he looked at me. He said, "You missed my heart. You missed my heart. You got me good. I knew you would, but you missed my heart. You missed my heart," were his last words before he died. Looking out the window, up at the blue sky, listening to her scream, listening to her cry, a feeling of relief came over my soul. I couldn't take it any longer, and I lost control. I chased her up the stairs, and I pinned her to the ground. And underneath her whimpering, I could hear a siren sound. I rattled off stuff, all the things I miss, like going to the movies with her and the way she kissed me. Driving into downtown, wheeling, showing her off. Backyard barbecues and reunions in the park. I said I missed her skin when she started laughing. While I clenched down on her wrist, she said, "That's quite a list, but there's one thing you missed. You missed my heart. You missed my heart. That's quite a list, but what you really missed, you missed my heart. You missed my heart. Quite a list, but what you really missed." Running through the parking lot, running through the fields, policeman on my back, something hit my skull and cracked. They dragged me off to jail, said $1 million bill, where I tried to tie a noose, but I failed and I broke loose. I went racing through the prison yard, shot down by a tower guard. He got me in the shins, and he got me in the arms. They strapped me in the gurney, took me off to the infirmary, where the priest read my last rites. And just before everything went dark, I said, "You missed my heart. You missed my heart. You got me good. I knew you would, but you missed my heart. You missed my heart." And just before everything went dark, thank you. most poetic dream came flowing like the sea. Laying there, my lifeblood draining out of me. A childhood scene, night sky, moonbeams. Fishing with my friends, sitting in the wild reeds. Watching the Ohio River flow at night. Waiting for the bullhead catfishes to bite. Down river from the Moundsville prison graveyard. Down river from the Moundsville prison graveyard. River from the Moundsville prison graveyard.